It's one of the traditions of living in the American West, getting out in the boonies and camping for free on public lands. But the recent boom in outdoor recreation means more people are heading out and putting down stakes in the region's forests, mountains, and deserts. That means the federal government may start cracking down. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie has more.
The Red Rock Desert north of Moab, Utah is beginning to fill up with campers. Subarus and retrofitted vans slowly roll across dirt roads searching for an open spot. James Gustine and his wife Jamie are lucky. They found one earlier this morning.
Camping in Moab it's brutal. I mean, just getting a spot can be full-on competition, and it didn't used to be that way.
It used to be a quiet spring break destination for rock climbers and mountain bikers in the region, the kind of place where you could roll in on a Saturday and not see many people. But low gas prices, a strong U.S. economy, and a population boom in some cities in the West all appear to be driving more people to visit cool outdoor meccas, places like Moab, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Fruta, Colorado. Many of those visitors practice dispersed camping. If you don't know what dispersed camping is, it's essentially bargain basement camping. No toilets, no electrical hookups, no designated campsite. You simply find some previously trampled upon ground and sleep right there. Gustine loves it.
It's free. We get away from the crowds. The dog can run around. Just a little more space, really.
But space is becoming increasingly hard to find. And today, the Gustines are surrounded by camper trailers and tall black live-in vans.
Yeah, it takes away from the experience. I don't come out here to be around huge crowds. That's not the reason I'm out here.
And huge crowds aren't the only problem. About a quarter mile away from where the Gustines are camping, Lisa Bryant is staring at some dirty paper towels half buried in the sand.
Okay, I'm not gonna pick it up.
I mean, they could just be normal paper towels that escaped from someone's picnic.
But the way they're wadded up and stuffed into the dirt?
I wouldn't pick those up.
Bryant is pretty sure those paper towels were used as toilet paper.
So this is a spot somebody chose to bury their waste. Not properly.
Bryant is a spokesperson for the Bureau of Land Management's Moab Field Office.
You know, you don't want to be camping in this. You don't want to be experiencing this as part of your public lands. That's not cool.
Human waste doesn't decompose as fast in the desert as it does in a wetter environment like a forest. That's why the BLM recommends people dig their cat holes a lot deeper here, or they carry their waste out. Because improperly buried feces is not only gross, it's also unsanitary, and it can potentially contaminate nearby water supplies. And people are doing other ignorant things, too. They're illegally driving off the road to find quiet spots to camp. Bryant points to a tire rut that's crushed some plants.
This is just resource damage. These soils are compacted now, harder for plants to get in and grow.
All of this has spurred the Bureau of Land Management to propose restricting some dispersed camping areas near popular trails and introduce managed camping sites. For example, in Moab, the agency has long-range plans to build 5 new $20 a night campgrounds, complete with fire rings and proper toilets. Mike Souza isn't a fan of that idea. He's a retired plumber from California, and we find him in the shade of his camper trailer. His two old red cattle dogs come over to greet us.
Lie down. No running.
Souza has been vacationing in Moab for 30 years, and he says the desert is definitely becoming more crowded. But he believes that clamping down on dispersed camping isn't the answer.
I feel like when they close something down, I say, well, you know, why? I paid taxes to be able to use this.
He feels like creating designated campsites and fee campgrounds will just drive more people to other dispersed camping areas, leading to the same problems there. Instead, Souza says people need to learn better camping etiquette.
They don't realize that this could be taken away. They think it's theirs. They don't know it's a privilege. And that's the problem.
Right now, it's a problem that's mostly confined to areas near popular hiking trails and climbing routes. So if you really want some peace and quiet, park the car, grab your tent, get off the trails, and start walking. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Moab, Utah.
I'm walking.